720 WGN and WGNradio.com. This is the All-Timers Show. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in and took time to click that link. Well, the state of Illinois has stepped in it again. I opened up the Chicago Tribune earlier today, and the headline read, unemployment fraud, overpayments total in $5.2 billion. And this all resulted from an audit that was from the Auditor General, Frank Martuno. And they audited the Illinois Department of Unemployment Security. You remember the pandemic 2020, people were out of work. They lost their jobs and they needed to get the money fast. And so Illinois Republicans, they were calling for an audit. One of the people that called for a resolution for this is Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose. He joins me right now on the hotline. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. It's Chapin, just FYI.
Okay.
Good. Great. Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. My whole life, man, my whole life. So, look, we knew that this was bad. I don't think anybody knew it was, you know, this bad. But look, the incompetence of the Pritzker administration literally knew no bounds during COVID. And it was really, matched only by their arrogance, because not just me, members of the Republican side of the aisle, but countless Democrats were telling, you know, the governor the entire time, hey, there's a problem here. There's a problem here. And it was, oh, no, we know best. We got it. Don't worry. We're in charge. We know what we're doing. And instead, we just got robbed blind. I mean, literally robbed blind. $5+ billion gone.
Yeah, and Governor Pritzker was actually asked about this, and this was his response. I want you to listen to this.
Well, I want to remind you that this happened all over the country. There's not a state that was unaffected by fraud and attempts to get unemployment claims filled in California. New York, California, $20 billion of fraud. New York, $8 billion of fraud. And you can go every state throughout the country and you'll see numbers like that. So I think we all would say that we would have preferred if we didn't see that kind of fraud. But remember the moment that this happened in. It was a global emergency.
What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll remind people that this audit, if you actually read it, talks about all of the federal guidance the state of Illinois was given, okay, about how to protect ourselves from fraud, how to prevent this, how to stop this, okay? All the guidance that we were given, all the protocols, all the security protocols that his administration didn't follow. So I don't really care what happened in California or New York. But I will tell you this. A lot of states follow those guidelines and were able to close the door on the fraud. Okay? Our governor left the door wide open. All right? Wide open. He let us get robbed blind. I'm going to say one other thing. He's correct. In the first couple months of COVID, everybody, and we get it. I mean, everybody was working under terrible conditions. But over time, and keep in mind, this wasn't limited to just a couple months. This was, you know, because of our governor, this was years, right? So he went far, far beyond what other states went beyond. But neither here nor there, if you look at his office, as time went on from those initial days and months of COVID, you had everybody from me. I was on a phone call with the deputy, the majority leader, Greg Harris, Democrat majority leader of the House, Greg Harris, who was saying the same thing, saying, hey, Governor, we got people calling our office, you know, old folks who retired 20 years ago who are now getting debit cards mailed to them. They didn't get fired. They retired 20 years. Listen, here's another one. And I want to just be clear. $40 million in fraudulent payments went out the door to the Department of Corrections inmates. To inmates, okay? This guy, this governor, he's in control of the Department of Corrections. All he had to do was cross-check the list of applicants against the DOC registry, and they would have stopped $40 million of fraud. There's a whole other chunk of it that went to dead people. I mean, you've got the U.S. Post Office change of address database. You've got the Social Security database. You've got commercial databases. A simple cross-check of any of those would have let you know that these people were dead. They were dead.
Right.
You know, so he can say, oh, California this or New York that. Don't care. What about you? What did you do, Governor? Apparently nothing. And $5 billion walked out the door.
We're talking with Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose. He's from the 51st District. Is there a way we can recoup these funds, or is gonna, all this is going to get passed on to us, the taxpayer?
Yeah, excellent question. And this really is the next step, okay? Because now it is, okay, you guys have nowhere to run now. You can't just keep displacing blame. You can't keep looking people in the eye and you know, telling half-truths. We know this happened. Now the question is, what are you going to do about it? And, you know, an Attorney General Kwame Ruhle, who's being prosecuted? What's the status of the investigations? How much money have you recouped? And by the way, they're going to tell you they've recouped, you know, something under 10%, which isn't chump change. But I think that 10% is probably all these little old ladies that got debit cards mailed to them. And then they did the right thing and called and said, hey, this isn't me. I'm not entitled to this. And, you know, and those funds were canceled and recouped. That's what I'm guessing most of that money that's already been recovered is. But quite frankly, you know, take this prisoner stuff, right? You could figure out what address that check, that debit card was mailed to, and then cross-reference it against the transactions that, you know, were utilized by that card, and, you know, and go to Walmart and pull the security cam video. I mean, it's literally that simple. But that would involve accountability and follow-up by the governor and the attorney general to try to get the people of Illinois some of their money back. And I'm not Pollyanna. We're not going to get $5 billion back. But dang it, somebody needs to try to get some of this back.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Right. So is there a way to make them act on getting this money back so people like me, so we won't get taxed on this?
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? So first of all, make them is an interesting phrase because, you know, as you know, both the governor and the attorney general got reelected last year, right? So they're the beginning of their new terms. But, you know, I think the attorney general, the questions that are going to be asked by legislators and frankly should be asked by the media of his office is, what are you doing? And when he says, well, we're letting the FBI handle it, say, okay, that's great. How many subpoenas have you issued to Walmart for security cam footage? How many transaction files have you cross-checked against these debit cards? How many doors have you knocked on of people, of these prisoners who had debit cards? I mean, you have an address. You know where you mailed it. You didn't mail it to Joliet Correctional Center. You mailed it to some address. Did you go to the address and knock on the door? Did you do the investigation? So here's the thing. You just hit it. I don't want to take up too much more time here, but, you know, this is a fraud on the people of the state of Illinois, because to the extent that this money was stolen by the complete negligence of the Pritzker administration, to the extent it was stolen, it's been made up that trust fund. It goes in a trust fund, and if you get laid off, you file a claim against that trust fund to pay your unemployment insurance, okay? Now, when it goes upside down, you have to make up that difference. So here's what happened. There was a legislative deal done that hits future workers who get fired. It takes away their unemployment. It didn't take it away completely. It lessens the amount of money they would have otherwise gotten to help make up this difference, and it raises taxes on employers as well. And the employers, that means less pay raises for employees. That means less employees, right?
Right.
So at the end of the day, whether you're the employer or the employee, the citizens of Illinois got taken to the cleaners by the complete, utter arrogance of the Pritzker administration that just kept telling her, oh, we know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. Yeah, okay. You know what you're doing. $5 billion is missing, gone. You guys sure as hell knew what you were doing.
All right, Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose, 51st District, thanks so much for joining us, and hopefully we can solve this problem, and we won't get taxed on this. Thank you.
Hey, have a wonderful day, and hopefully we can get a chance to talk again sometime on something that's nicer to talk about.